Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. Hello? Anybody out there?
Okay, I'm on.
Damn. Is anybody out there?
Damn touch screens. No damn good. Yo. What up, Red?
What's up, brother?
What's going on, Red?
What's
going
good?
On? What's up, everybody? Oh, what's up, everybody? Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio with Big Red, Brother B. We in the house. What's good? What's good, Red?
What's good? You sound like you enjoying something.
Oh, I was eating a plum. A little snacky.
Oh, I haven't had those in years.
Yeah. I was having a plum. You know, got to get my fruits and veggies on. Even though I'm a little annoyed, like I bought a salad, but I ain't got no salad dressing on me. So, I'm going to have to go naked.
Oh, my
God. I have
to
go naked, though. Yeah, it kind of hurts.
To go naked. Yeah, you got to have a little something, even if, you know, I have a little something. Now, you know, some people could do it, but it's like it doesn't. I mean, I say it depends on what kind of salad you have. You could probably do it, like, if it has a little, like, protein in it, maybe, but if it's just like a salad and you just get a little something.
Nah, this is just straight like lettuce and tomatoes.
Oh no,
I need all.
Yeah, you could at least have some damn greens with it.
Greens. You know. Well, yeah, that would have probably like some spinach or something. See, I can eat like spinach just plain. I don't need nothing on it, but, you know, I ain't got nothing. I had some balsamic vinaigrette, and I left it at home, man. I was tight.
Man.
And, of course, I didn't realize until I got to my destination, like, damn. I forgot the
Yeah,
movie.
Well.
You know what I'm saying?
I forgot the
salad. Yeah, I forgot the salad dressing.
Oh, man.
That's sad. Maybe,
yep.
Hold on, maybe Lady T. Lady T, you got salad dressing? I forgot my salad dressing. Nah, man, I'm trying to stay away from cheese, man. I love cheese.
Oh, you don't like blue cheese? No, I said blue cheese.
Oh,
you said dressing?
No, I love blue cheese. Oh, I love blue cheese. But
blue cheese dressing.
Left out the house. No dressing.
No, I don't like no blue cheese.
You gonna have to imagine you got dressing on it.
I am. Either that or I'm going to just, like, go get some chips and break it up in there. Put some chips on it.
Yo, you.
Like that.
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
Hey,
well, if it makes you feel any better, I had some a cheeseless cheesecake.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Vegan?
Yeah. And you know, it's good. It's not made with dairy. It's not made with dairy. I didn't really read the ingredients, but I said cheeseless cheesecake. I said, you know what? Let me try this.
See, I don't like cheesecake. I don't like cheesecake at all. I don't know. I never did growing up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I just don't.
Oh, no.
I'll take a strawberry shortcake before I do cheesecake. I will
not.
Well,
yeah, that's okay, but you don't like cheesecake? Oh, my God.
Mm-mm.
Well,
oh,
listen,
my
I'm,
Lord.
Listen, I'm not a caker. I don't like cake, but I will have, like, either cheesecake or carrot cake. Yeah, but I'm not a caker.
Ugh.
I'm not a caker at
like
all. Cheesecake or carrot cake? Nah, I love carrot. I love carrot. Carrot cake. I can eat that to the cow. But, yeah, regular cake? Yeah, I can't. I just can't rock with that. So, once again, It is Big Red, the Honorable Lady T, Brother B in the house, another episode of Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Now, just so let's clear the air, I did not pick this topic. I, Brother B, did not pick this topic. This topic was picked by Big Red. Because, you know, I don't want to be looked at, oh, he's a chauvinist bastard or something like
what?
That. I figured he would pick a topic like that. So, yeah, it wasn't me. This is all on Big Red.
Well,
and tonight's topic is about polygamy. So.
Well, I'll be John Brown.
Yeah.
I know.
So, since this is your topic,
okay.
Why don't you set it off while I enjoy another piece of my plum?
Okay, I'm going to say, okay, all right, I picked this topic because, you know, I've been hearing about it for a while, polygamy, I hear about it, you know, I hear the things about it, and it's like, I don't know, to me it's like, you hear negative things about it and you hear positive things about it. Now, to me, it's like when people hear that word, when they hear the word, the first thing they think about is, a man with multiple women. And they don't realize that it's also a woman with multiple men as well. That's the first thing. Second thing.
Both ways.
Right. Second thing, when they hear that word, they automatically think, they have an audience. Orgies and sex parties. He got all the women. He could just have sex freely. He can have sex freely, and he don't have to. You know, it's just like it's that. And then you hear that, or advice. Like I said, you hear it more with men than you do with women. And then if it's a woman, it's like it's like a problem with that as well. I'm not too savvy on what the problem is, but I mean, okay, whatever. So then that's another thing. And then with, you know, another thing is like, you have to, once again, you have to look at, it's not always a negative to it. Maybe some people see it that way, but okay, I'm going to say my personal opinion of it. I'm going to say this, I would be with it. Okay, that's something I would be with. Like I said, I don't know about anybody else, but I would be with it.
Why?
Why?
I got to ask why. I want to know
okay.
Why. Choir of mine,
okay.
I want to know why. Why would
you? Oh, no problem. Okay.
And we know it ain't
it
for the cheesecake.
Well, maybe it is a cheesecake. I don't know. You might know how to make a good cheesecake. I'm going to say on this. I'm not going to be the one with the multiple men. I would want to be the one with the man and him having maybe somebody else, you know, him having another woman here or there. Or whatever.
Now, wait.
Well, like,
let me pause you right there, because you know there's women that are probably listening right now that are just booing the hell out of boo. She's
I know. Boo. I know. Well, I know. I mean, it is, everybody's
wait,
entitled to.
Hold
like
on.
I said,
Lady T, you still there? Because Lady T got deadly quiet.
I'm still here. I'm just listening. I'll wait for my turn.
Right.
Just don't wait for my
right.
turn.
All right. Yeah, you after Red. You after Red. You after Red. Cause,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, sharpen your knife. Go ahead, Red.
I'll just say, like I said, I would be with you. That's just how I feel. I don't know if it's just, I don't know. It's just, that's just the way I feel. I would be with it because you know what, like I said, it's one man. And once again, it's not always about a sexual thing because, like I said, that's the first thing that people think. Oh, it's all sexual, this, that, and other. It's not always about that. Maybe he finds different qualities in, you know, different women. He might find a quality in me that he may not find in the other woman. The other woman may be a certain quality or something that he, you know, invite, you know, that he don't find in me. Maybe the next woman, like. I mean, it depends. I don't expect a man to be having like 50 women, but you know, if it's me and another woman and maybe one more, okay, that's kind of good. I'll say like four, you know, three of us, four of us. That's fine.
But what is the benefit?
I'll say the benefit is to me, it's like I said, it's the dude that I want. I'm just sharing him with other women. But it's, he, you know, I still have him. And like I said, I have him. You know, he, you know, like I said, I'm just sharing him with other women as long as we all get along, as long as it's, I say it like this. We're getting, if we, if all the women can get along and we can deal with this man and we all get along, that's the, I can get with that. As long as there's no beefing and there's no, and that, I think that's what the problem is with, I, it's on both sides. I think that's the problem with a man that deals with multiple women. It's a problem. It's always going to be an issue because it's always competition. It's always this, it's always that. Why should it be a comment? If you not, if you secure who you are, why are you in competition with the next woman? It shouldn't be a competition. It's just, it is what it is.
Because it don't have to do with competition. So you got polygamy. That's dealing with more than one wife or more than one husband at the same time. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So question on, based on what you said just now, Red, are you okay with, like, let's say if, oh, I can't use Brother B as an example. I don't know, John. If John is married and he's also interested in you, are you a woman that's okay as being the other woman?
Yeah.
You okay with that?
Because you know what?
So that,
yeah, because I've been in those positions before. Actually, I'm in that position now, just the person's not married.
And the person is married, right?
So they, no, they're not married.
They're not married, got you. Okay,
no.
But they have somebody that they with.
Yes, they're dealing with someone, yeah.
Right, and that's where a lot of women always feel like that they not violating, but they are violating. They always want to think that a man is in a long-term relationship, but it's on the man. They absolutely right. It is on the man because that's what men were put on this earth to do. They choose their women. So it is their fault. But in polygamy, if a woman does it, she's looked at as a hoe, that she had, you know, all these guys. And bothers me is in relationship, people don't respect boundaries. And people also don't set boundaries. So who's to blame sometimes? It's, to me, always the man. I'm sorry to say it like that, guys, that's listening, but you guys should be setting boundaries and things like that, whether it's your female friends. I've been in a position like that, and homeboy had no boundaries. You can have all the female friends you want. I have tons of male friends, but my male friends know what the boundaries are, and they respect my boundaries. You understand what I'm saying? But his little specific little female friend didn't feel like respecting that because come to find out she was his ex 6 years ago. So she felt like, that's my territory. So it's the same thing in polygamy. You're playing those same kind of games. So if a person decides, if a person decides that's what they want to do and the next person isn't with it, hey, the next person could exit out those relationships. Great, because I'm a person that's not with that. From the minute I found out that that was his ex-girlfriend, this shit was over for me. I didn't need to be in this love triangle here. You know what I mean? And it's the same thing with polygamy. If you're down with it, hey, that's your choice.
Well,
but everybody got choices.
Right.
And hold on, I got called insecure, which I'm not because the whole relationship I was confident with you. But I think it has to do with the male ego also being stroked. They feel confident because they came into the relationship very weak and broken. And I built you back up. So polygamy plays the same kind of part. And it's okay if all these females feel like I need to be gushing over this one guy as if there's not more penis out there, then, hey, do y'all. That's fine for you. But for me, that wasn't fine. It's not hard for me to get a dude.
Okay. So. I'm in the mood for you, but so moving on.
You sound hungry tonight. Nah. You really sound hungry on this topic.
Right. Nah. Well, yo, check it out.
Gosh.
All right. Now, I get where you're coming from. But the root of polygamy is it's not really even about that. Let's look at it for what it really supposed to be about. It's about the continuation of the lineage of a family. It's really about business. It's more rooted in business than anything. Because whether you have the man with multiple wives or the woman with multiple husbands. It's not really about the sex. Like, all right, you have a wealthy man who just, you know, has five wives. Let's just say that. Because back in Africa, I mean, there's certain, you know, areas in Africa where they do practice that. And it's just their culture. It's just their way.
Yeah,
because
they still
everyone
do.
Benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everyone benefits. Like, it's not about, it's not rooted in sex or anything else. It's about, all right, well, I'm this. I have, you know, I got this X amount of money. I got this land. I got this property. I got all of this. So you know what? There's a lot of other women out here that may not have, because, of course, we already know. It ain't no mystery. There are more women outnumber men. Simple and plain, hands down. So you have that one guy who has all of this, and he's like, hey, well, let me just take on a couple of wives so that way they'll be taken care of and then have children. It's basically for him to continue on his line, his bloodline, but at the same time, that's his village. And that's,
yeah,
that's
in addition,
village.
But
like
you just said with that, that African culture, Brother B, they also have to marry the brothers. Cause if he has brothers, they would also marry the brothers, too. Did you know that? In the Nairobian
culture. No, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that. Okay. But it's not just African. It's like, yo, you have other cultures.
Yeah, yeah,
as
you
well
have other cults.
That,
and
yeah,
some
cultures
things
that,
are considered,
you know,
cults.
Yeah. You know, but the whole thing of polygamy, there's a lot of people out here practicing polygamy, and a lot of women or men ain't getting a dime out of shit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got women having kids from some dude. Like, listen, there's no disrespect to the dudes out there, but my thing is, if you can't take care of your women or your seed, then don't make them. Don't
right.
get you, you know what I'm saying? Don't go out there wanting to be all this and that. Look, you confront the role. But when shit hits the fan, if you can't take care of your woman or you can't take care of your kid, then yo, what's your purpose? You ain't
right.
a man. You ain't a man unless you out here doing what you're supposed to do for your family. Now, that's how I grew up. I don't know about some of you newfangled cats out here, but if you're not out here working and taking care of your family and doing what you're supposed to be doing for your household, then what kind of man are you? You're just a male. And I know there are other men out there that agree, because there are dudes like that that are making real men look bad.
Right.
That's where, oh, I don't need no man. Oh, all men ain't shit. No, that's not the truth. Because maybe you was dealing with a male instead of a man that was willing to take care of, you know, his family. Now,
mm-hmm.
I remember years ago, you know, a lot of these blaxploitation movies, and even in real life. I mean, come on. Let's not kid ourselves. Some of our fathers, some of our mothers too, indiscretions. But you know what? They kept that business on one side of town, and the other one kept their business on the other side of town. And that's that.
Right.
The certain shit you never brought home. And it's going back to what
right.
you were saying before, Lady T, like, you know, it comes down to the boundaries. And if people are not setting boundaries or respecting boundaries, then everything you're trying to do, it doesn't make any sense. Or whatever you're trying to do, it doesn't make any sense. Because you having multiple women and just going out there making kids, and you're not doing the right thing by the woman or the kid, then everything you do is just bullshit.
But see, that's what I'm saying. All right.
But as a woman, as a woman,
mm-hmm.
I mean, whether I'm not a woman, but as a man to a woman, listen, don't get you the bullshit. Like, if you got a couple of bucks in your pocket, what you going to do? You going to go buy the cheap shit? Or you going to go to the, you know what I'm saying, you going to go to the store and get your shit that you really want? You know what I'm saying? Stop
right.
going for the shit. You got to stop going for the cheap shit. Go for the shit that you really want. Yeah, I know. You don't want to be lonely, or it may take time. But the whole thing is this. Go for the good shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't go for the second rate shit. I mean, and it could be said that, yeah, there are dudes out there who may, or women as well, who may have a significant other, or they may be caught up in marriages, and, you know, they may want something on the side, or, you know, they may, you know, once again, they have their own discretion, you know, that's on them. Mm-hmm. But my thing is this: don't go out there and just be doing shit that's not going to be productive. Simple and plain. That's all I'm saying. Like, don't just be sleeping with somebody just to be sleeping with somebody. Fuck that shit. If you're gonna do it, make sure you're getting something out of it. And that's men and women alike. And it don't have to be just money. Some type of, you know what I'm saying, you got to be able to grow off of that. And I'm not legitimizing it, but I'm just saying, if you're going to do it where it makes sense other than just sex.
Right, absolutely. But that's what I'm saying, why I think this is why people have that stigma when it comes to polygamy, because they think that, once again, that's the only thing they think about is, oh, well, he just wants to have sex with multiple women. It's not always about that. Now, if you have this man, and just as you said, you have cultures where it's a man with multiple women, but it's multiple women, and each one is doing something. Like, each one has a role. Like, I was watching something a couple of weeks ago on YouTube. It's this guy that he goes to different countries with. It has something to do with food, but this particular time he went to some African village, and it's a small village, very small village, where it was one man, and guess what? He had multiple women. It was a head wife, like the head wife, he was speaking with the head wife, the head woman, and then it was the other 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 other women. And like I said, they were in this village, and they did everything together. The women did everything together. Now, of course, the man, it was other men in the village, other men in the village, but it was like that was her, you know, he was the main, you know, man, and she was the main woman. But guess what? He had the multiple women, they had children, and they did everything together. I'm saying, that's what I mean. Polygamy, that's what it's supposedly to be about, where you have the main man, and you know what? The women have a role. Every woman has a role. And maybe that, you know, the main woman, then you have the other one that does the cooking and cleaning, one that takes care of the children, this, that. You know, I understand what I'm saying. Everybody has a role. But, you know, if you think about it, back in Africa, isn't that what it was like that anyway?
I mean, to me,
it's like that anyway.
Security.
And I think when it comes to the Western, when it came to here, that's when it became something where it was like, oh, that's, I think when it came here, that's when they started saying, oh, that's wrong. You're not supposed to have multiple women or this, that, and the other.
But yet
they considered it bigamy by then. And in certain states like Utah, bigamy now is not illegal. It's no longer a felony, I mean. So they made it legal. Certain religious groups practice it. Some people consider it also, you know, being part of a cult. So it's no different than part of a cult, where they're kind of correct with that, too, if they want to put a Western term on that as well. I don't know. If you're into sharing your guy, that's on you. I know guys that are not into sharing their women. I know guys that can be committed to their women and so forth that don't have the time nor the patience to go out searching for what they can build, possibly. I don't know. Some women want to do it. That's on them. I'm not into sharing. We got
to
have certain boundaries.
You're looking at it as sharing. You're looking at it like it's some type of, you know, like, once again, I don't think it's based in the whole thing of sharing. It's
you don't
about
think all
priority.
Five wives are having sex with him? You don't think so?
Maybe not necessarily, not unless they want to board. Yeah, if he wants to board children with them, that's different. But that what's my thing is,
it's
what's
not
the difference
only for the
of what they were doing and what they do in those in the cultures? Now it's the same thing. You have the Arabs that you have a lot of Arabs that do the same thing where they have one. You know, they have multiple women, they bear children. It's not, like I said, it's not always about the sexual thing or even sharing. It's, this is what their culture is. And like I said, if we weren't brought here, I think that's what we would be doing anyway.
So then what's the difference?
We would be part of a harem. Am I right or wrong? Lady T would be part of a harem right now. Maybe not the same one, but we would be part of somebody's harem.
Well, look at it like this. This is how it can be looked at. So, all right. You let's take it from let's flip it. So, Lady T. She's the head of, you know, her village. And she can basically pick as many men or whatever, you know, to make to have children with or, you know, to carry on her lineage. Now, she runs the show. Now, let's say you have that one man who's like, oh, I'm not going to be a part of that. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. If I look at it like this, that dude, those men, they play their role. And as long as they play their role to do what they're supposed to do, they're secure. Like, it's certain things that they just don't have to worry about. Like, they probably don't have to worry about food, or they don't have to worry about lodging. They don't have to worry about this. There's certain things that they just don't have to worry about. Why? Because Queen Lady T is taking care of everything and making sure everything is good. So there's certain things they don't have to worry about. It's the same way it would be with women.
But what am I getting out of that? What am I getting out of that other than a whole bunch of kids me birthing? You know, childbirth for especially Black women is high risk. Do we know that? That's something we don't know. This is very much a high risk. You can possibly die giving birth.
Right.
At the same time, there's no. But once again, it sometimes we assume. We can assume that it's all about sex. We can assume it's just about mating. But the definition of it is just having multiple wives or multiple husbands.
For the purpose
of
mating like animals. That's the definition. I'm reading it right here. That is the definition.
Of
for the purpose of mating.
Or multiple husbands.
Yes, mating.
Well, that's
and
not,
they,
well, the
and they do it sociologically
they mating.
In the nature. You want me to read it for you?
With many,
this is like a touchy subject, I'm sorry.
with many animals,
the male leaves the female soon after mating. So they compare it as just like how animals mate. That's it. That's
the purpose of this.
All right. It's not a crime.
Well,
it's not a crime in certain states anymore.
No, but that's
and
wait, that's
he can
that's,
have multiple wives for this purpose.
Well, what you, I just googled it. Where you're reading it from? Well, what I see what you're saying is under zoology.
Yes.
My whole thing is now this is polygamy.
Yeah, I'm reading the polygamy.
Custom, all right, I googled it. Yeah, I mean I don't know.
You're reading Wikipedia polygamy
practice,
or which one?
Yeah, I just googled polygamy, and it says. The practice or custom of having more than one wife or husband at the same time. Now, nowhere does it mention sex. And it's not to say that sex can't happen, but the whole thing is nowhere does it mention sex. And I don't think sex is really the focal point.
It goes into your sociological term for that one. I'm just reading the Wikipedia term. Even that goes into it. He can
have, or she can have
more than one husband or wife at a time.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that can't happen, but the whole thing is that's really not what it's about. I mean, to me, it seems like it's more about business than anything. Because once again, you have women that are living under the security of their husband, so there's nothing that they really have to worry about because their husband is taking care of this, like this village is taking care of each other. Like, everybody is supposed to take care of one another. Kids everybody's playing a role. Everybody's coexisting, and everybody's, you know, helping out to build towards something, not just, you know, having sex and having kids. And I think that's how a lot of people see it. They just see it as like, oh, we're just sleeping together, and I'm having kids with her, and, you know, this, that. Like, it's bigger than that. But here in the Western world, in this culture, we put emphasis on, we put very much emotion.
Yeah, and also because they got
a
show about it. They got a show about it, and they try to show it, it's being shown in a negative way, which, of course, you know, that's what the society is about now, doing everything in a negative way just to keep up ratings or just to keep people. And then when people see that, then they're like, oh, that's wrong for him to do that and have all these women, and that's wrong. It's like you can't keep saying something is wrong or this, that, and other unless you do some research
or
you try to.
why would it be wrong for him to have other women if the other women are okay with that, number one?
Right.
And
okay.
Number two, that's his choice. So once that's revealed and he's letting you know, I'm dealing with someone in addition to you, you have a choice whether you want to, hey, I'll still deal with you or I'm out
right.
of here. You
that's
get my point?
Exactly.
So you
exactly.
have options as well. So if you're down with something like that, that's you. That's your business. Me personally, I'm not. I'm
right.
not out of sharing
a
dude. And the minute that I find out that I'm sharing a dude, you're cut off. I'm okay with being
myself. Well, all right. Well, you see it. All right. You keep saying, all right, you, and I respect where you're coming from with the whole sharing thing. But it's like, all right, put it like this. So you have a woman. Once again, it was hypothetical. You have a woman who, you know, had a kid by one dude. This dude turns around and he has other chicks and he's having kids by them. So what happened? Somebody calls him the child support.
Are you over with the dude?
Well,
or y'all still together? Because you're not stating that part.
That's the thing. We're not even going to get into that because we're getting into the security of things now. Now, you find out that he has other kids or you like, oh, he did me wrong, this, that, and the third. I'm going to take him to child support. And the other women doing the same thing. See, everybody getting their cut to take care of their child, to take care of what needs to be taken care of. But if it was like a legal marriage, there's no child support involved. There's really no cut. His whole thing is, listen, if you're my wife, this is what I have to do. If you're my wife, this is what I have to do. I have to take care of all of y'all. But once again, there's a lot of women out there that are practicing polygamy as well as men that are practicing polygamy, but once again, there's no secure factor. No one's taking care of each other or one another. Everybody's just kind of letting everyone just, all right, it's just sex. And see, that's the problem.
Or how about they're in that type of relationship and don't even know it? Know it. How about that?
And don't even know
yeah.
it. That
well,
happens
that,
a lot of times. Yeah.
That's true.
That's
but the whole
see, but that's my
listen.
Point with it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but what's the purpose? You just, all right, so you're just sleeping with some dude and having sex and having kids by him. But what is the benefit? What is the benefit of it besides just the sex? God forbid something happens to him. If he got a life insurance policy, you married, you're getting your cut and your kids are taken care of. Or there's child support. You're getting your cut. Kids are taken care of. But why be out here messing with these cats that ain't got nothing to offer? You got to be smarter about your business. The same thing with some dudes out here. You got to be smarter about your business. And to be honest with you, I think there's a lot of dudes that are getting it more than women. I think there's a lot of dudes that are turning around and laying up on couches and doing certain shit, and they're getting more benefits than anything.
Of course, because the women are giving
women.
Them the benefits.
So in other words, what's the difference between cheating and polygamy? It's all the same. It's all the same. And make sure you get in your long-term benefits during this process. This shit is too mixy.
What is it about?
I don't see it as the same because with polygamy, everybody know each other. It's not like,
right.
once
everybody
again, cheating, that's different.
Yes.
The women
yes,
know about
right
each other or the men know about each other. With the other thing, like I just said, a lot of women and men are probably in those type of relationships and don't even know they're in those type of relationships. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And then they find out about the other person. But like I said, with polygamy, everybody know about each other. So guess what? Once again, why am I going to feel a certain way about her or whatever? Because, listen, we know about each other. I know about you. You know about me. And as long as we have something like a common goal in mind, that shouldn't even matter. As long as we got a common goal in mind. Now, it's a different
situation.
I didn't know about her. Now, that's
a
different way.
What you just said, Red, I've done heard side chicks, long-term side chicks, get in their feelings already. That said, they would never get in their feelings. I've already seen that happen in situations.
Yeah,
because these things really happen. You grow emotionally attached to the person. It's realistic.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way
right.
you can be in a long-term relationship, let's say 2 years or more, and have not
mm-hmm.
been some sort of emotionally attached, even if you didn't even come into it. Emotionally attached. You get my point?
Right.
Somewhere,
right.
You caught feelings.
Right.
It's up
of
to
course.
You to either turn it off or on this polygamy stuff.
Well,
but you have
what?
Some women that may or may not.
He has feelings as well.
This
okay.
is my point.
You got to have some type of feeling if he's still dealing
he
with you after two or three years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got some dudes that's whipped out And listen, it's all good, but once again, this when you say cheating, that's I guess that's the way to kind of vilify it.
And no, I'm not going to say cheating with polygamy. That's not the same thing.
Well, no,
I'm talking about in general
with
cheating, it feels like polygamy.
Cheating is when it's like there's no knowledge. Like when you make this whole thing and then somebody doesn't know what the other person's doing or whatever, then I guess you can label it that. But when it comes down to the whole thing of polygamy, like everyone is aware of what's going on and they're good with it. And it's like this, if I got a wife and she got other dudes, and my whole thing is this, listen, you paying for my schooling? I need a pair of sneakers or a pair of shoes. If you take care of me like that, and listen, I'm playing my role to make sure that you're going to pay for my school. I'm going to go to school. I'm going to do this so I can put back into the pot. Go get me a good job, put back into the pot, and take care of my kids.
Of course, brother.
Everything is a return.
There's chicks that get those benefits. What are you talking about?
Yeah, of course.
They don't even have to marry them, and they're getting these benefits that you're talking about
right
there.
And one thing,
one thing with the side chicks, they do not want you to drop your wife because you know why? They don't want to be dealing with you full time. They want to deal with you for these benefits.
Right.
The minute you're ready to drop your wife, those side chicks will cut your ass off.
Listen, and I
they will.
I applaud
they will. Speak
I
to
applaud
the side
them.
Chick.
They focus.
They're not there for that. They're not there to be the main chick. They want those side chick benefits, and that's it. They don't want to do the work.
Well, what about
the
ones that
want to
be that main? But what about the ones that want to be the main? And they kill themselves to be the main.
They crazy. I don't know what that shit. That's something else. Oh, crazy.
What?
You going to kill yourself for a dude?
Well, yeah, I don't. I mean, listen. It happens. Why?
Happens.
I don't know. I mean,
you
do.
Maybe they wasn't mentally healthy from the get-go.
Yeah, I mean, we all probably heard about
that
chick who drove her car into her baby daddy's car and killed the baby because the baby was in the car. And she ran his car.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, the baby got an accident.
Oh, wow. So my baby dies over a man. Oh, man. Really
Listen,
sad.
Right.
Some
really
people,
sad, man.
Well,
oh.
This is where you have to kind of, as the elders used to say, pick and choose your battles.
And it happens because
again,
women are keep on thinking that it's some sort of scarcity of good men out there. It's some sort of scarcity of you'll never find the right man. It's scarcity. Oh, I'm 37 and I'm never going to get married. I need to get this man right now. Don't matter whose man it is. I think women need to have a little bit more self-confidence.
Well,
no,
you're
no,
right
you know
about
no,
that,
no,
but
no,
how?
Wait, wait, wait.
How?
Hold
but
on.
How can
Hold
you?
Hold on, Red.
Go ahead.
Hold on, Red. I gotta drop something on that. It's not the self-confidence.
Okay.
To me, it's not.
What is
it's about
it?
Patience.
What were we missing?
It's about patience. Patience.
That too. Yes, I agree. Totally agree.
Yeah, y'all, you listen. You know, your species could be very impatient. Very impatient.
Yes.
Y'all
yes.
Can
yes.
Be
you're absolutely
impatient.
Right.
And that's,
with that.
And that's the thing. It's all about patience. Because you can't sit there
you're
and
right.
say, "Oh, I believe this, and God going to have this intended for me, and God has him." But yet you messing with Ray Ray from around the corner, knowing he ain't no good for you. But you waiting
Ray
for God.
Ray
you know
what
I'm saying? But ain't you supposed to wait for God to send you something? You're supposed
yeah,
to wait for
really
God to send you something. Yeah, God tested you.
Yep.
If you want to go there, God just tested you to see. Like, oh, see, I knew you was going to break down, start messing with Ray Ray, because the real man that I was going to send you, watching you mess with Ray Ray, and he's like, yo, some real dudes, just like women, a woman will see a dude messing with a certain type of chick and get turned off. A man do the same thing. Oh, you messing with him? Oh, nah, I can't deal with you, mom.
Oh, I can't
rock with that.
Or a woman might also see y'all relationship rocking real good, Brother B, and I might want that. I like how Brother B treated girl. Let me test the waters with him.
Boundaries.
Right. Yeah.
That's the whole thing. It's just all about boundaries. If you're going to play that game, then there has to be boundaries. There has to be limits. You know what I'm saying? It has to be big line of respect there. That's the, but most of all, has to be respect. Because people, you're not going to do that and then engage in disrespectful practice.
Right.
Because then you're going against what you're in it for, and the other person is going to get going against what they're in it for. And it doesn't make sense. But once again, when it comes down to polygamy, it's about more. It's not about the whole sex thing. That's the first thing we put in front of it, because that's the first thing that we think of. Like, we live in a society where sex comes first. Sex is, logic.
Exactly.
Sex, listen, that urge comes before logic. It comes before any goddamn thing else.
Or
it's
going to
be, it's
going to
be a cold shower.
For some people it does. For some people it does. Yeah. I just been a state in the guy for like a year and a half or whatever the case may be. He didn't get none. I wasn't ready for it. He wasn't ready for it. So logic does play a part. That's a good thing.
That's good. But those are two people that are mutually understanding of each other's, you know, situations and limits. And they're also aware of what they want out of a relationship.
Right.
That's the thing. You know what you want. And if I don't want this right now, then you don't want it right now. That's the fact. You have to respect that. You have to respect it, but some
and that's my point with boundaries. So boundaries could be good.
Yeah, they can be good. They're very good. But you know what I'm saying? Even in regular single relationships, it should be boundaries. You know what I'm saying? Because there has to be a line of respect. With boundaries comes respect. And if you don't respect your partner, then there's no boundaries. You're just gonna do whatever. You're gonna say whatever. And then how meaningful of a relationship is it really?
Right.
If you guys don't have that respect for one another.
Yeah, with polygamy, I think that's what it's about. That's definitely what it's supposed, like I said, supposed to be about. It's that respect thing. Once again, that's respecting for everybody. You know, the man or the woman having respect for all their partners and all the partners having respect for each other. So that's what I mean by they make it – you know, people, like I said, they hear the word and the first thing they think of is, you know, they think of all the bad or the negative. I'll say the negative part of it, which is the only thing they think about, they're having sex with multiple people. No, once again, it's not always about that. It's also a respecting, like I said, it depends on, I'll say it also depends on the male and the male and or the female that is doing, or the main male or female. It depends on what they're in it for. That's just like
pretty
when
much
you
know
to
your
a
position.
Religion.
Know your position.
Huh?
That's
what I'm saying.
There, you got dudes out there, just as well as women. They got a sugar daddy or a sugar mama, and their girlfriends is like, listen, as long as the rent getting paid, handle your business, homie. As long as you getting me what I want, handle your business, homie. If your sugar mama gonna cut you a check, handle that business. Sugar daddy gonna cut you a check, handle that business. And it's not so much them even thinking, because you know what? There could be a situation where it doesn't have to be, once again, it doesn't have to be sex. It could just be about companionship to some people.
Look at power.
Part of a collective.
Look at power with the chick with he had the wife, and then he had the side chick. But guess what? What she told him? You keep doing what you're doing just to keep her happy, to keep her off our ass. You understand what I'm saying? So she may have been hurt off of him cheating on her, but she was like, yo, like once again, it's a benefit too, because guess what? She was keeping, you know, the feds and stuff over there behind.
Well, you know what the problem was? Ghost got caught in the film. Because it was
human nature.
And
that
was
the problem.
Absolutely, exactly.
Yeah.
They both have
and
feelings.
That was absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But see, it can't work like that. It can't work like that. Like, you can't.
Absolutely.
You got to be an adult. You got to be grown about that.
There's many people that's grown
it,
about
it's
it.
Okay?
Feelings are feelings.
But I mean,
listen,
feelings are feelings. You can't
look at the business. the business.
Look at the business. It's feelings. There's people that work together as co-workers, and they catch feelings for each other. So we can't.
Exactly.
We can't,
Lady T, but wait a minute. What I always explain, Lady T, what I always explain to Brother B, like I said, see, the difference is you are a man. Men are always going to think in that level all the time. Not saying that men don't get in their feelings, because they do. But you're going to think on that level. Us as women, remember, we are emotional. So we're going to think differently. So, yeah, you're going to think of it, oh, yeah, that's a business. But with women, it's like, yeah, it's a business, but you know what? I really like and love this man. Like, it's a difference. See,
and you know,
have that
what
they
you
think
just
that
said to Brother
way.
B with it's males. You know when males get in their feelings? When a chick cuts y'all off. Y'all say y'all want to express y'all feelings
all
the
another,
time.
Or there's another hen in the chicken coop. Yeah, when another
Ooh,
hen.
Don't let it be another
it's
food.
In that chicken coop.
Honey.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen, a lot of dudes won't admit it. There's some dudes out there, they got their little hang-ups and they got other things going on. But the whole thing is this. If you're going to step out, or if you're going to do that, he better have something going on better than me in order for you. Because the whole explanation is why.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Meanwhile, y'all guys go with the downgrades of us. Like, come on. Y'all get the invitation.
That's what I was saying. If you
go with
wanna,
the washed
listen,
up version of us. Go ahead, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If you want to do it, don't do it with somebody that's below your chick or even average, equivalent to your chick. Like, you got to go with something way better. So that way, it's not to say that she will understand, but she will be like,
I understand.
Oh, wait a minute.
So we don't hurt our ego.
No, it's not even about ego. It's not even about that. It's just that, listen, if you're talking about you hungry for a steak, and if you got steak in the freezer, why are you going outside going to get fried bologna?
Why are you worried about what steak I'm going for?
This is the whole thing. Listen, because it don't look right. Because it looks like you're not getting fed properly.
It's not right.
You're not eating good.
I see guys all the time. They cut off day, and I'm like, "Yo, your wife or your girlfriend, long term girlfriend, was more banging than this little midget chick. Like, give me a break, homeboy. You go for the downgrade version of me. Are you stupid?
How she gonna say a downgrade version?
I seen it with my own two freaking eyes. But all right,
I can't really speak for those. But you know those are the ones that are thinking. Just booty. They ain't thinking productively. They just thinking it's some ass.
Well, they got
a whole lot of other shit going on in their own head that they need to figure out.
So it's like I look at it like, damn, what's wrong with you at this time? Thank you for making me feel good.
Like
I feel good.
Listen, you look at other cultures, they winning. They doing all the things that they doing, and they winning. Arranged marriages. You know, multiple wives or husbands or whatever, and women. You know what I'm saying? It's not to say that we have to be like them, but once again, look at them. They winning. And they winning for a reason. Maybe it's something that they're doing that's working. Now, our whole thing is our culture, black Americans, we too caught up in our feelings. We so mad. We hate how we being treated. You know, we can't get the time of day. Watch always broke. There's always something. So we can't even really focus on what we need to do and get our shit together. We more focus on the trinkets and trying to get laid. And we want to be a boss, but we how you gonna be a boss if you ain't even trying to go to work? You ain't even trying to put in that work. I don't understand it. That's but this is once again our way of thinking. This is why we losing. This is why we in the situation that we are in. Because maybe if we thought differently, it's not to say that we have to think or move like someone else, but maybe if we thought differently, thought more collectively, You see how the Jews move? They move collectively. You see the Arabs? They move.
I'm sure they got more than one wife.
Indians,
Asians. Yeah, they definitely.
They
I was just about to say that.
They move.
I'm sure they got more. Yeah, collect. But that's what I'm saying.
We
that's
don't
what,
move
that's
collectively.
My whole point. We don't exactly because we're busy looking at just like you said. We're busy looking at everybody else and saying, "Oh, well, that's wrong of them doing this, that, and other." No, it's not. Once again, it's not about it being wrong or right or whatever. It's the fact, just like you said, collectively. They keep things in their family. They keep things, just like
yep.
you said, like a lineage. They keep it in the family.
So you're saying
we
should practice as blacks, we should practice polygamy too, even if I'm sure some people are black and practice it. But is that what we're saying here? Because
I'm going to let Hot Rod in.
I'm not into it. Go ahead,
Hot
Rod.
Listen, ladies.
Go ahead,
Hot
Rod.
Listen, ladies, for the record. There's no way, no how. I'd rather be in a tank full of piranhas than deal with Lady P and Big Red at the same time. There's no way I'd have two black women at the same time.
We would have your ass by the leash. We would have you by the leash. Whoop your butt
That's
every
right.
day. Whoop you like a slave.
Have you by the leash.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Black
God,
men
right.
are not to have.
How
are
you going
to
say a tank black full of piranhas?
No,
I can't.
Black men, should not have multiple wives. One black woman is hard enough to deal with. To have two or more? Oh, God. That's too much for us, our brother.
How are you going to say why would you say that? Why? That's terrible.
How many black men you know out there? I'm not talking about black men that have side chicks and everything. How many black men have you heard of that have multiple wives besides the Africans?
Well,
that's in their own culture.
You can't have that here.
But
well, black
you probably
American
because
country.
You probably do have it, but you probably nobody's talking about it like that. Or you haven't. I'm sure there is black men now that have more than one wife.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
In the rest,
no, not
the
only down south, probably up here in New York too.
No, but you can't do it on paper. You can't do it on paper.
Exactly. Maybe for a green card, but not really, you know, legit.
It's a green card, but.
But
listen,
no,
like
no,
I said, you have people that are in these relationships, in those type of relationship, and don't even know it. Listen, I had a friend of mine, and she was got married to this dude, went down south, stayed down there for about 10 years. We had a kid and everything from him. And guess what? She found out that he was married already up here in New York, and now guess what? He back with the wife, and she down there, down south with just her and the child.
Oh. Okay, but they know each other. But I'm talking about the ones that actually do know each other. Like you, Big Red, and I, we all married together that we know about. You don't hear
right.
too much about
I mean,
that story.
Well, you don't. You're right. You don't hear too much about it. But I'm sure it happens. It just ain't come out
oh,
yet.
Happening.
But I'm sure it happens.
It's happening.
I'm sure it's happening.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure
I'm sure it's happening.
Yeah, I'm sure it's
yeah,
happening.
It's
but you know
South
what?
Carolina.
The whole thing is. Listen, you know what the thing is, Hot Rod? When you keep people out of your business. Your business flows better. When you start
mm-hmm.
putting people in your business and bringing people into your house, next thing you know, it screws up your business because somebody starts saying, oh, I don't think this is good. I don't think that's an idea. They want to bring their opinion into it and get involved, and next thing you know, they're messing up your house when everything could have been flowing fine.
That's how it goes in life. That's life. You got siblings. You got parents that's like that. That'll tell you about what's right for you or not right for you in your relationship. Are you in the relationship?
How many times have you done some things that were said to be right but not right for you? Sometimes
yeah,
it's
but
right I'm, that.
I'm,
not everything
you,
right
you
is
can,
right
okay,
for you.
Okay, well, auntie or nosy uncle. You know what I mean? These things really happen. So
well,
what's
you
the
nosy uncle that's drunk? or have multiple women who's not really married himself or gone through a divorce. Just like the auntie, there's always that one in the family that got through problems through their relationships, and they probably tried maybe give a bite.
You know when me and Uncle John went through this y'all
but,
should do this
but,
like this, this and that.
Exactly.
You get that all the time. Come on.
But once again,
with that nosy friend, like, come on.
What is the benefit? There has to be if you're gonna do something
nothing.
Like that, it you have to be a benefit. If you're gonna do something like that, it has to be a benefit. A lot of these dudes out here, they wanna jump from bed to bed, but they don't wanna pay their dues. They don't wanna like, oh yo, let me hold $40. What? $40? I ain't sure, man. See, that's your problem.
I thought that was the woman's thing.
See? The woman, hold on. But see, hold on. That's your problem, asshole. That's your problem right there. See, that $40,
right.
Listen, you want to come sleep, you want to come eat, you want to do all the other stuff. You want to pretend, you want to do all the stuff, but you want to get, but you don't want to give. And see, that's the problem. Like I said years ago,
yeah.
Maybe some of our parents had their own indiscretions, but listen, they always kept, they had another household. It was across town, and they did everything they were supposed to do. They put money in that house, put food in this fridge, and did everything
that
they were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And everybody was happy. Now, it seemed like either A, I don't want to share, or B, I ain't putting nothing in nobody's fridge except
that's
the one
right.
that I'm
all
living at.
All I'm doing is putting penis into you. That's it. Be good with
but
that
that's,
girl.
And that's the
you know
thing. You
that
have side
enough.
Chicks that's okay
that
with. Listen, you have side chicks
yeah,
that's
just,
okay with the penis.
Yep.
Yes, they
yep.
will spend it.
Yep.
They will spend it. All you got to do is give me good head, dingling it down. I'm good to go. And
yep.
I'm not just compromising for that. You can get that from any dude, even a wealthy dude. So. You need to be giving up more good
yeah.
penis. So
ladies, see, what you're saying is a no-win situation.
No,
it
is a win-win.
It's a
no-win situation because you're going to set standards, you're going to set boundaries, and we're going to have respect. We could get it. We could get it doing that.
Respect.
We could get
it.
It
depends on.
It depends on who it is.
It depends on what you want, what you're going for.
And that, too, what you're going for.
But
right,
exactly. People, especially men, don't know what they want.
A lot of people, yes, you're absolutely right, still don't know what they want. You're absolutely right.
And you know what? I don't know what I want yet. So I'm just going to keep you there. I just, listen, this is what I want. I just want
you
to.
You sound like you want polygamy after this show. That's what you sound like.
Me too. I'm just saying. My whole thing is we have to look at it. I'm just talking in general. I'm just looking at it.
He didn't deny it or confirm it.
The whole thing.
You heard?
Well, it wasn't my topic.
He's thinking about it.
It wasn't my topic. It wasn't my topic.
Oh, Big Red.
Oh,
no.
God.
Oh, boy.
I ain't with, listen, me, I ain't with all that. My whole thing is yo, we just have to, once again, think collectively. Like I said, other people, other cultures are doing it. Like I said, they're women. We are not. And like I said, I'm not saying that this is the answer. This is not the answer. I'm not saying polygamy is the answer. But what I am saying is that the fact that we need to start changing our minds is like, why do we always think about sex? Why we got to put sex first? Why does the intimacy or all that stuff got to be first? Yeah. Well, and what is it doing for us?
Sex
it ain't doing nothing.
For you guys, the attraction comes first. I've heard many men tell me that they see the attraction first, even before you even speak. And you that can be, whoa, she's hot. Might want to hit that. I don't know what y'all brains be thinking. Y'all weirdos to me, but I don't know.
They think about sex. I'm not going to say all the dudes do that.
Not all guys. No, not all guys.
Not all guys do that. Like I said, but. It's with men. It's a physical. It's a physical. It's fight.
Yeah,
it's
attracted.
See, with us, it may be physical with us, but we look at other factors. With men, it's the physical first. Unfortunately, that's the first thing they look at is the physical.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we got to check that booty.
But once again,
it
depends on who you're dealing with. And listen, you can go. Listen, not every relationship is always built on just that love or that that intimacy. Some are just, it could be a business arrangement. It could be straight business.
Yeah,
you know
but when you first
so
meet a woman
that.
And you ain't saying, oh, she does business good. I like her because she looks like she does business. You ain't looking at a woman saying that the first thing you say, oh, yeah, she likes
listen,
business. This is why she take care of business.
Listen,
exactly.
I can say y'all
wondering about the other business.
Listen, nah, some dudes.
What's wrong with
I've
that?
I've been around some dudes who want to have these conversations. About, yo, I'm not getting involved with this type of chick because she about this. I've heard women say, I'm not getting involved with this type of dude because, you know what I'm saying, I'm about this. I want to build. I need somebody I can build with. You don't look like somebody I can build
because
with.
Because
I've been there,
done that. I think
but that's after they get to know the person for a while.
Listen,
I don't think that's right off the bat. I'm saying when you first meet somebody, you ain't, like I said, when you first meet somebody, or when dudes see women in the street, that's, like I said, they're not saying, oh, yeah, well, she looks like I could build with her and have kids and we can have this, you know, picket fences. They're not looking, listen, they ain't looking at that the first time.
True.
They're looking at what they can, you know.
True. Well, this has been a great topic. We got less than 10 seconds. Hot Rod.
You're welcome.
Big Red. Who's,
you're
of course,
welcome.
This is Big Red's topic. Big Red's topic, not mine.
Of course.
Big Red's topic, not Brother D.
Y'all get
you
on
guys
my
have a good night. Be safe. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. You too.
Be safe, guys.
Good night.
Take
care.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Yeah, now Hot Rod and Lady T, go talk to Hot Rod, Lady T, and Big Red. Go talk to each other.